Welcome to The Millennial Wave. This is Rachel Kayleen, entrepreneur and millennial leader. If you aren't familiar with The Millennial Wave, our mission is to be a voice for the millennial generation. So we're constantly collaborating with new guests to help give our audience the guidance and raw knowledge needed to spark ideas and accomplish their goals. Again, if you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, thank you for coming on. And if you do get value, all we ask is that you give us a rating and a review to be able to share with us how much you enjoy listening to this podcast. All right, guys, so let's hop into it. Hey guys, what's going on? This is Rachel Kayleen with The Millennial Wave. This is episode 24, and today I have with me Austin Carrington Scott. He's an entrepreneur out here in Sacramento, realtor, and also a model and actor. So really excited to have him on the podcast. Of course, social media is the best way because that's how we met, Instagram, and just seeing his page, seeing what he was about. We both had like minds, so we just kind of knew it was, I knew it was inevitable that you were going to be on the podcast, like period, point blank.
Oh yeah, I knew it right away.
Really?
Yeah, I seen your whole page. I said, oh yeah, I'm going to be on that one.
Oh my God. Okay, well that day was soon. So anyway, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a little mission to get you on here because last time you were out of town.
Yep, I just had a booking actually. That was my...
Oh, that was for acting or modeling?
It was acting. Yeah.
Okay. Dang. Okay, so you had a booking, so you had to go to that and get that.
That was my first national commercial, so that was a big one.
Really? Yeah. For what company?
Proactive.
No freaking way. So yeah, wait, did it already air?
Nope. Be on the lookout in July sometime. It's a back to school ad, so it'll
that's
be that
dope.
Whole,
yep. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the finished project.
Well, I want to see it. Shoot. Proactive has been around forever. Like, I mean, I remember when it first came out, you know?
Oh, yeah. I used to have Proactive back in the day.
Really? Mm-hmm. Me too. I think everyone had it at least at one point.
It has to be. You have to have it at some point.
Yeah, yeah. So how was it? How was the commercial? Was it different because it was like your first national or international?
National
commercial. Yep. Like, were you like, oh my God, like this is crazy? Was it
didn't,
different?
When I first booked it, it didn't truly hit me until I was there.
Oh, really?
And I experienced it. But yeah, the experience was fun. It's hard to even explain everything about it.
Do you know why you got booked? Like, did they tell you, like, we booked you because of this? What were they looking for?
One of the reasons was, I'm 22, but I look like I'm 16, 17. So I had that baby face.
That's what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Dang, that's awesome, though. So you were in the international commercial. So how'd you get into modeling and acting? Like, when did you start doing that?
17 months, actually.
17 months old?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, I broke my first job.
Whose idea was that? Your mom?
My mom, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I did it when I was younger. Didn't really enjoy it fully when I was younger, but I did it until I was about 15. Once I had hit 15, I got that high school age, you know, puberty starts kicking in.
Yeah.
So my face had a little bit of acne. I wasn't really had that full vibe anymore.
Yeah.
So I took some time off. And then 2 years ago, I was like, you know what? I'm more confident. Let's get back into it.
Really?
Found a new agent. And since then, just been going with it.
You had an agent the whole time that you weren't doing it?
Nope. When I did stop is when I had officially retired, they call it, whatever. But, yeah. I had an agent off from when I was little until I stopped, and then...
How did you just, like, you just picked up an agent like that? You know how hard people work to, like, just get agents, right?
When I hear stories, I hear it's hard, but it wasn't hard.
What
so I
agency?
Can't really,
is it in the
I'm
bank?
With, yeah, in San Francisco. It's a Boom agency.
Okay.
Models and Talents. Initially was with Marla Dale.
Okay.
But we just didn't connect again when I came back.
Have you heard of Cast Images?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know too much about them, but I have heard the name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is that controversial?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Everybody's all cool, different agencies.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a war or anything, you know?
Yeah, I feel like people, like, when you just made the decision to, like, go back into modeling and acting, I feel like people don't just, like, just go back into it. I feel like something must have, like, inspired you or, like, kind of struck you. Like, oh, I think I want to get back into it. Or were you just literally chilling, like, oh, I think I might do that. Like, okay.
It was more of a confidence booster because in the field, you really have to have confidence because you're going to hear a lot of no's.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, okay, honestly, I signed back with my new agent entire first year. I'm going out for auditions and everything, castings. Entire first year, I didn't get one job.
No.
And then August of last year hit, almost a year. And since then, it's been pretty much monthly, if not sometimes double in a month. So it's just a snowball.
Do you do a lot of classes?
I did when I was younger.
Okay, but not anymore.
No.
You literally haven't taken a class
in years. No, I haven't taken one class since sometime in high school.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Did people always say, oh, you're a good actor? Or like, oh, you're funny? Or, oh, you like you put on a good show? Like,
it's more they say it's almost like it's natural.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I heard this quote once. They're like, be so good that they think you're natural. Like, work so hard to get good that they think you're natural. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I mean, in anything, not just, like, acting or modeling. But that's the fact.
That's
like, when they
true.
Say you're a natural, like, damn, you must have, like, you know, because everyone's not, like, no one's just, like, good right away. They may be good, but you're not great right away. You have to, like, work for it.
And I can definitely say that for myself, too, because growing up, I primarily only like the modeling side.
Mm.
I told my mom I don't like talking in front of cameras. Yeah. I get really nervous.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. It took time just for me to be comfortable speaking.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you couldn't get me in front of a camera when I was little to try and talk about anything.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. I remember when I was a kid, I was just telling Jordan about this, literally, because we both went to the same studio, Studio 24, right? That's what it's called, Jordan? Okay, yeah. It's in Folsom.
Mm-hmm.
And I also worked with a casting director out here in Sacramento, Sally Forcier. She would be, like, the woman that I went to for, like, advice or whatever. Because I used to, like, I want to be an actress. Like, that was, like, my thing. And it was because growing up, I didn't really see any model of success. The only way that I thought I was going to be able to be rich and famous is to be an actress, you know, because I couldn't sing for shit. I literally told him, like, I recorded myself singing on my phone once. And when I heard it back, I said, oh, my God, never let me get on this thing again. I was, like, so embarrassed, but I only heard it, so it's okay. Anyway, but I did acting, and I would, like, go to the jobs out in SF. Like, I would do the little shows or whatever, you know, like, background work, whatever it may be. I did, like, one, like I told you, like, Paula Patton's most recent movie.
Yeah, dope.
Yeah, I know. It was cool, dude. I was, like, right next to Paula Patton. I was like, oh, my God. But I don't know. I just realized, like, when I got introduced to the entrepreneurship world, I was like, damn, I didn't know that I could actually be famous and be rich, like, depending on what you do, you know, how you get yourself out there. I know. I was like, I can't believe I could do it through entrepreneurship and not have to do acting. Because it's one of those things, like you said, you just feel like you feel the pull, like, to do something. And for acting, I loved the idea of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't really feel the pull as much as I wanted to. I wanted to feel the pull so bad, but I didn't. So that was kind of my question for you, too, though, because you say that right before we started the podcast, you would rather do modeling and acting than real estate. And you just said, you know, your own reasons. And I'm curious, with modeling and acting, do you feel the entrepreneurship muscle, like, when you're doing it? Or do you feel it more so in real estate? Because when people think about, like, models and actors, they're not, like, they're not entrepreneurs. They're, like, they're doing a job, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you think? I'm curious, because you're really doing it.
I feel it more definitely on the real estate side, but I do feel it on the modeling acting side, because it's almost, it's hand in hand almost, because you're, at the end of the day, you're an independent contractor.
Yeah.
So you booking a job is like you closing a deal almost in the real estate side. The they both have their perspective grinds to it, but real estate is definitely more of a intense mind grind in a way. But it's, at the end of the day, it's entrepreneurship in my eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope. That's crazy. Because at the same time, you have to, like, you have to be told no. You have to be consistent.
Exactly.
You have to be disciplined. You got to be willing. Like, you're basically competing with people.
And it comes down to money management, too. Like, any other entrepreneurship, you don't have that set pay schedule. You're going to know when something's going to hit.
Yeah.
So it all comes into the same ballpark, in my idea.
Yeah. And then how'd you get into real estate? Because real estate, obviously, you didn't do that at 17 months old, you know? Like, how did you start doing that?
Honestly, all throughout college and after high school, like, I was trying to, I knew I'm not built for a 9-to-5. That's just not me. I want to be in control of my freedom, my time, and still have something I'm doing that's enjoyable. And I've always loved real estate. I'd be the kid watching HGTV with my grandma in the house.
Wow, that's insane.
So you're trying to figure out something that matches all the categories I want in the career. And still, at the end of the day, I honestly have a lucrative in that field and reach the goals that I want in life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so real estate, I started doing more research into it and saw everything you need to do to get your license and what you need to do once you're in the field. I was like, oh, this is perfect. And once I actually got into it, I was like, wow. And it goes hand-in-hand for me. Like, 1 month, I could be heavy on real estate. The next month, I'm modeling acting. And with me, I need variety. I don't want to be doing the same thing every day.
And I agree.
It goes hand in hand.
And I was going to say that too, because real estate is so different than modeling and acting, like just the industries. And there's a lot of controversy with people saying like, you can't do two things at once. Like you need to focus on one thing for 10 years. That's it.
I can't listen to that.
Do you watch Valuetainment on YouTube? Like Patrick Bedavid?
No.
The guy, he owns PHP, his insurance agency. No? Okay.
I've never seen it. No.
It's okay. Anyway, it's like a really popular entrepreneurship channel, like one of the top, but you have to really like Patrick Bedavid's style. What he says is on point, but his style is like, here's 10 reasons, here's 3 reasons, here's the 7 steps, here, like, you know, and some people are just like, just tell me, fuck, like, I don't need to know, like, 7 steps, goddamn, you know, and he breaks it down, and then it's like, he's always saying, these are the 2 things you need to, you know, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, fuck, you know, and he's like, so, military type, you know, but I still like it. Me, personally, I don't mind. I like it. I'll listen to it, but anyway, he says, pick something, stick to it for 10 years, boom. I'm like, oh, heck no.
That's
like,
tough.
I need to do, like, I'm not saying I need to, like, there's a difference between jumping around from thing to thing because you can't
stick with
something, than actually, like, pursuing passions at the same time that may be the right fit for you. So how do you kind of, I don't want to say balance, but how do you manage one career and the other career at the same time?
I'm honestly getting better at that.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's unpredictable. So like I could book a decent booking, and then I could have a schedule set for my real estate that week that has to get moved to the next week, or I have to play around with it. But it's a good thing that almost everything that I do can be done from my phone or my laptop when it comes to communicating wise. But if I have to show some houses, that's why it's a good thing to have a good network. If I have to show houses but I'm out of town, I can hit up somebody that I have a close contact with that's a realtor, go show some houses for me. Cool. So it's still a learning experience for me because I've only been in the game for 1 year, but this 1 year has taught me a lot.
Yeah. So why a realtor? Like, I know there's a lot of people saying, like, invest, brokerage, like be a broker, then there's
everybody
real estate, and then there's flips, and then like why a realtor? Why?
Well, in the long run, I definitely want to have a brokerage. Yes. So a realtor, you work for yourself in the day, but you have to hang your license with a broker.
Okay.
So every deal I get, the broker's going to get a percentage.
Yeah.
Does the broker necessarily hold your hand or any of that? No.
Yeah.
But, so I guess, how'd I fall into the realtor section?
You just thought it was like a good starting point?
It's a good starting point for me personally. Some people start with the investment side.
Okay.
But I didn't necessarily have the capital to begin with to start with the investment side. So,
Okay, gotcha. So then what do you like least about it? I'm just curious. Because me, like, I've heard a lot of people, because when I got started in entrepreneurship, like, there were so many different routes I could take. And one of the things that I told myself I never wanted to do was real estate. Like,
really?
Real shit. Like,
why?
Oh, my God. Because it just, like, I don't, like, it just seems like, it's just not, it just doesn't call me, you know? The only thing that I actually, like, I was talking to some of my friends today, I was like, by the end of this year, I'm going to invest into a property. It's not going to be, it probably won't be a single family home. It'll either be a commercial unit, like somewhere where I can put a business, not mine, but someone else, you know?
I know.
And then a fourplex or something. Like,
hey, that's the best investment you can do.
Yeah, and then house hack it. You know, I was going to, like, live in one of the units. But that's the only thing, because at the end of the day, like, I want to have the disposable income. You know, I want to have the residual income, because we're all, like, building our business. We can have businesses that make us tons of money, but if it doesn't run on autopilot, you know, we don't have the residual income, it's just not going to happen. And I know real estate is, like, one of those things. So I don't mind, like, investing, but regarding, like, selling it, I was just like, I don't know. It's just, you know, everyone has their thing, and that's the great thing about business, because you can choose whatever kind of business you want to go into. So that's why I was kind of curious, like, what you like least about it. Did you answer that question?
No, I didn't yet.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Probably the driving.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they have the new, like, you can go in and tour yourself.
I've been seeing those. I don't think any of my clients have been to a house that have had the auto tour. So I have seen it, though.
It has to be certain houses. You don't provide that? Or
no, yeah.
No, it's not the realtor that sets it up?
It's the listing agent that will. That's their thing. If they do that, they can go that route.
Interesting. That's pretty dope, though, because I was thinking, like if you're out of town, if you're out of town, you could, like, boop.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect. But, yeah, I haven't encountered that house yet.
That's crazy. Okay, so a little bit more about just, like, the entrepreneurship aspect, because you modeled and acted most of your life, and then you went into college, and then, you know, obviously this last year you started, or last mm-hmm. couple of years you've been modeling and acting again.
Yep.
And then you went into the entrepreneurship route. What was kind of like culture shock for you? Was it different than what you were used to? Because, I mean, you're still really young. I'm young. Our whole life we've been going to school. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been like being taught to like go to school, get a good job. Like you said, the 9-to-5 wasn't for you, but how was the entrepreneurship aspect? Because we all want to say, oh, a 9-to-5 isn't for me. I want freedom. I want to be able to do what I want, make my own schedule. But then when we actually like have to go in and get discipline, it's a whole different game. We'll see who's really about it. So what was culture shock for you? What was kind of hard?
Honestly, it's funny. A 9-to-5 is more of a culture shock for me.
Really?
Yeah, because
that's a good answer. But
my grandparents, they owned a business. And then my mom, she also has her own business. And so I just always grown up around entrepreneurs and that mindset and everything. So coming to college, of course, it's always been a goal, but the structure of it isn't what I'm looking for.
No. So what's like your mom and your family mm-hmm. is filled with entrepreneurs. What's one thing like your mom really instilled in you early on about entrepreneurship?
Accountability and follow-up.
Follow-up.
Fortune
is in the follow-up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You always want to make sure if you say you're sticking to something, to stick to it. And if you can't fulfill that specific thing at that time, make sure you're going to get it done at some point. Just don't put it off forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. Your mom sounds smart.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Okay, awesome. So you're in school now. And if you know that school isn't for you, why haven't you dropped out? Are you still running track?
No.
No? Okay.
Honestly,
why?
You got
a scholarship for track. Right? Wait, so you have to pay now?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay?
I only ran track for a year out here.
Oh, shoot. And you're paying? So you decided...
My college journey has been interesting.
Your what?
My college journey.
Oh, tell me about it.
I came out here, ran track. First year, cool. You know, got you on that whole structure.
Yeah.
Once I stopped track, I didn't necessarily realize the impact it would have on me. Because I've been doing sports, any type of sports, since I was little until then. So it was almost like that's the identity I had.
Mm-hmm.
And taking that identity away, I was just lost. So wasn't really focused on school. Ended up getting kicked out of Sac State. Had to go the JC route for a couple of years.
Which JC?
I stayed out here.
Oh, okay.
I went to Sac City.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then transferred back into Sac State, and now we're here. So, yeah, it's just been a journey trying to get back on track and focus. But I got so deep into college by the time I realized entrepreneurship is definitely going to be the route I'm going to go, and my goals are all aligned that way, that it's almost a backup plan in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if all those fails, I do have that college degree and move from there, but that's not... Yeah.
That's funny. So you're not the type of guy that believes, like, eliminate, like, burn all ships?
Oh, know? No. I always say don't burn a bridge that doesn't need to be burned.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, in a sense, college is that bridge I don't need to burn.
Yeah. So you're like, let me just finish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel like it's a distraction?
Honestly, sometimes, yeah.
What's your major?
Communication.
Oh, really?
Minor in psychology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got you. Interesting. So why'd you quit track then? If sports has been your whole identity and you mm-hmm. loved it, right? You loved it?
See, that's what I was going through. Exactly. Okay. That's what I was going through. It was almost like I thought I loved it. Until I really broke it down, that it was almost a great social aspect for me. Mm. And I didn't realize until I got to college, and it's a real business when it gets to college. I was still...
Really? A lot of politics?
Oh, yeah, a lot of politics.
Oh, shoot. That's a lot crazy. Of politics. I heard that.
Like, almost going into my sophomore year, we didn't even have, like, a full coaching staff. So it was just unorganized at the time, and I wasn't fully clicked in. And I was like, it's just time for me personally to wrap it up. But at some point, I kind of did regret it, but then I'm at the point now, like, there's no regrets in life. Everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer of that. Just move forward.
Did you get criticized for quitting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my friends and family.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What were your events? What did you run?
In college, I ran the 800, and that's also another reason I really didn't like it.
Running so long. What is that? Wait, stop.
Two laps.
Come on.
Oh, you wanted to guess?
I'm sorry. I haven't ran track in a million years, but...
Worst race ever.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
It's not that bad.
It's bad.
At least you didn't do a mile. That's a half a mile, right?
Mm-hmm. Half a mile. But it's almost like a full sprint.
Oh, really?
They don't want you. Yeah. It's not chill. It's not a chill race.
No? Mm-mm. Why don't you just stick with, like, the 100, 200?
See, in my mind, I wanted to do that, but...
Your body didn't want Wait, so that you just did the 800?
Yeah, my favorite race was the 400, though. But okay. I had some hamstring problems my senior year in high school. First track meet. Ooh, that was going to be a good year. But I pulled my hamstring first track meet.
Oh, man.
So my coach, just so nothing happened for me moving forward to, like, going to college, he put me in the 800 for the rest of the year, and I just did the relays for the 400.
Oh, okay.
So I never really got to show my true potential in the 400 like I wanted, but...
Wow. So it's, like, one of those things where you said you almost regretted it, but now you realize that there's no regrets. Mm-mm. But at the same time, it's, like, how do you... help someone like if someone's listening to this, like, how do you help someone that is contemplating quitting something and they really aren't 100% sure? Like, when you quit going into your sophomore year, did you weren't modeling and acting again after that, were you?
Nope.
And you didn't even start real estate yet.
Nope.
So you literally were like, I'm quitting, but I don't know what I want to do. Yeah, so how do you help someone do that, and how did you become unlost? Like, how did you make that decision? Like, that was all you?
No, it was some factors in it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of in the world. I was stuck because my mom has a business. Cool, but I was at the point where I'm gonna just chill through college, and I know I'm gonna have a job waiting for me when I get out. I got in that mindset, and that's a terrible mindset to have.
Yeah,
and it was also before me and my mom really started having, like, real conversations and discussing life and everything. So once me and her had some conversations, it really clicked in. Like, because we'd always had conversations, and she'd make it feel like my life was in shambles. And I'd be like, nah, I'm chilling.
She made you feel like your life was in shambles?
In my mind, but not really. Like, she was just letting me know, like, the real.
Yeah.
But I was taking it as, like, nah.
What was she saying?
Just, like, figure out a plan, pretty much. Like, know what you want. Try and find something you want to do, something that's going to be fulfilling. And... I'm just, every day, I'm just chilling the whole day. So I feel like, in my eyes, I'm living life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no worries. I'll figure it out when the time comes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. It was maybe like a month before I turned 21. Everything just happened at once, the click, and I've been grateful for it ever since. It's kind of crazy how it all happens.
So then, how'd you quit, though? Like,
trick or track?
Yeah. Like, when you quit, like, how did you... like, deal with that, like, being, like, considered a quitter?
Yeah.
Like, did anyone say, like, why are you quitting? Like, why are you a quitter? Don't be a quitter.
I just wanted more time. Track took up so much time. It felt like you got 6:45 a.m. weights, then we got class, and then we got practice, and then after practice you got study hall. After study hall, go to sleep, but you still want to hang out, so you don't go to sleep. That was my problem, personally.
Okay. Yeah. Dang, okay. That's crazy. So, okay, so then once it finally kind of clicked for you, like, you felt like you had clarity in what you wanted, like, you're, okay, I'm going to go towards the real estate aspect, or I'm going to go and model and act. What was kind of, like, the battles for you? Because you're still in school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you probably put more time on your hands, right?
I did.
Yeah, so what was
but
up with
I had
that?
Taken you... so much time off by then at that point.
Oh, really? You're like, I need to get back into it.
Because it's about to be my 6th year in college.
Your what?
My 6th year.
6th year?
Yes.
Really? You're only 22?
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be grade below.
Oh, okay.
But, well, shoot, at this point, I don't know. I might be behind even then. But besides from that, yeah, my bad.
Oh, no, it's okay. So when you were getting back into it, like, you just added more time onto your hands. So you took all that time off, right? And now you're, like, you're back into it. You're doing whatever. How are you doing school and everything else? This is your last year, right?
Yeah.
Last year. You're going into your last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how are you doing all that? Do you still go back and forth to the Bay and whatnot?
Yeah, I'm probably going to head back today, actually, honestly.
Really?
But, yeah, I'm back and forth all the time.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
For me... I realized once I really analyzed my life from the point I stopped tracking all that too much free time for me is almost the devil's playground, they say. Mm-hmm. So me having a loaded schedule is kind of beneficial.
Yeah,
it just keeps my mind from racing and being off everywhere, trying to do whatever I want to do.
Huh, that makes sense. That's good. So then once you graduate, what is your plan? What are you going to do?
plan right now is to, I'm moving to LA. I'm going to just say I'm moving to LA. I'm not going to say I want to move. I'm moving to LA next year, this time. And already right now I'm starting the beginning processes of looking for some representation down in SoCal.
Oh, okay.
And from there, also I have a mentor, a real estate mentor down there as well that I'm probably going to end up teaming with. And he has a sports and entertainment division.
Oh, wow.
And that's just hand in hand. That's what I want. I want to really dive into the entertainment field with my acting and modeling. Mm-hmm. And then from there, just bring the real estate along.
Yeah.
Because I know people I'm going to work with, at the end of the day, they're going to need some houses.
Yeah. So, okay. So then who do you, and you obviously are leaning towards modeling and acting. That's mm-hmm. what you want to do in the long term. Who's someone that you look up to in the industry? Like your idol. I don't know if some people don't. Like, I don't have an idol, but come on. Who's your inspiration?
Kevin Hart.
Really?
Yeah, I love Kevin Hart.
He's amazing.
People don't, they try and knock him for some stuff, but he's a really good
His character shows, like, he's an amazing person.
Yes.
So, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Will Smith. I love Will Smith.
Will Smith, my favorite.
And that's the top two I can come off of the top of my head that I really firmly love watching what they do.
And now you started, like, you really liked modeling at first, and now do you like acting more?
I do. Once I got comfortable, because I was playing around with a whole bunch of stuff when I didn't really know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I did just like YouTube vlogs and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that in a sense got me comfortable in front of the camera more.
Yeah.
And just transitioned and utilizing Instagram more, doing more. Because it's funny, on that proactive shoot, everything's turned into social media. So half the shoot is just doing off an iPhone, look like you're recording yourself for the story.
Okay.
So all that kind of just went hand in hand and just flows in.
That's crazy how much the world is, like, merging towards social media.
No, yes.
That's insane. Wow. Okay, so you're going to L.A., real estate, everything. What's one of the things that you would say, like, someone getting into being their own boss, right? Because at the end of the day, like, modeling, acting, you have an agent, you have, like, the support team, but you're still your own boss. Mm-hmm. Same thing with real estate, of course, even more so. So what do you think is, like, some of the key tips that you can give someone regarding, like, being your own boss and kind of transitioning from a job or school, like having a schedule, to having no schedule, kind of like making it on your own?
One thing is, in a way, set a schedule. Even though you don't have a schedule, kind of in the beginning of the day, I try and put it in my mind or write down on my phone what needs to be done for the day.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's that day's schedule. But also, self-discipline's big.
Mm-hmm.
Staying consistent. If you have a plan, stay consistent on it. You might not see any results at first, but that one time before you stop, you might hit strike gold.
Yeah.
So definitely stay consistent.
But you didn't feel like you'd strike gold with the track.
See, I was battling with it for that whole year.
At the time, you just knew it wasn't right.
No, I wouldn't have that love no more.
Yeah, I get that. That's crazy. Okay, so it sounds like you have a mentor in real estate. Do you have any mentors in acting or modeling?
No. I mean, I could consider my uncle, actually, because he's been modeling. I mean, not modeling. He's been acting since the 80s, and then he's a stand-up comedian as well.
Out here?
Yeah, he just had a show actually out here at Laughs Unlimited
like
2 months ago. But he has a couple shows out here a year.
Dope.
But he travels
That's
all
so
over.
That's so hard.
It's a real grind watching it.
That's so hard.
To do 45 minutes just telling funny stories.
Is he funny? Be honest.
Yeah, I love him.
Okay, good. I mean, if he's at Laughs Unlimited, he's probably funny.
He's funny.
Yeah. What's the other one?
I'll tell you next time he has a show, just if you can fit in your schedule.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely, I love comedy shows. That's the number one thing I go to. I just got back from a cruise, and we went every night to the comedy show. Every freaking night
I
was there.
Funny. That's the same thing I did. We went to the comedy show and karaoke nights.
Oh, really?
I never got a chance
to go to karaoke. Where'd you go on a cruise?
We went to the Bahamas.
Ooh.
But it was like 5 years ago.
Really?
It was fun though.
You weren't 21.
Nope.
That's my mom went on a cruise with me. She's like, I don't drink or gamble. So what am I going to do? That was before she started gambling. She's like, I don't drink or gamble. So there's nothing for me to do.
Nothing doing a cruise if you don't do anything.
I know, especially if you're a kid too. You're like, well, I mean, there's a lot to do. But if you don't have if you don't have another kid with you though, if you're only with your parents.
I have my cousin.
Yeah, thank God. Exactly. Is your cousin your same age?
She's 3 years older.
Oh, okay. Still, you're probably.
But she had just graduated high school.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, she wasn't 21 either.
Good old time. Dang, that's crazy. Okay. Well, tell these people where they can find you.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Austin Carrington Scott and on Twitter at PB Scotty, i.e. not a Y. Remember that.
You get on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I love Twitter.
Really? Mm-hmm. I haven't used Twitter in so long. I know a lot of people still use it.
I
love Twitter
because I have a mind, like, my mind's all over the place all the time. So having that, I can just throw a thought out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Would you consider yourself a funny guy?
People say I'm funny, but no.
What do most people call you?
Goofy.
Goofy?
Goofy, chill, nonchalant.
I agree. I mean, for what I've seen. Okay, so real quick, just before we like end it, I'm kind of curious, what in the long term, I asked you this at the beginning, what do you want to be known for? But in the long term, what do you want to be known for? And like, what's the type of, I don't want to do what Impact Theory does, you know, Tom Bilyeu, do you watch that show? Mm-mm. It's okay.
That's the second one I'm 0 for 2 right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With the shows you've named.
Oh, man. That sucks. No, I'm kidding. It's okay. I watch a lot of, like, the inspirational shows and whatnot. That's just my thing.
Gary Vee. I love Gary Vee.
Yeah, I love Gary Vee, too. He's good.
That's what I really watch for inspirational.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, that's your style right there. Okay. Yeah, he's good. When you first heard him, did you hate him? Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, same. He had to grow.
Everyone did. I was like, who is this? Like, he's so annoying, you know? And then I started listening. I'm like, oh, he makes sense. But anyway, what do you want to be known for? Mm-hmm. And what's the type of, how are you trying to inspire people? Like, how do you want to inspire people? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to. But anyway, it's like the type of impact you want to leave. So what do you want to be known for? And what's the type of impact you want to leave? And through what?
And through what?
You can think about it.
The impact I personally want, I want to leave a legacy. I want people to remember my name and what it stood for. Because in the long run, honestly, I want to start a nonprofit for underprivileged autistic children. So I've been, I don't know, that was a big study of mine I've been doing, and I'm just noticing the disproportion in black kids with autism. And so that's something I eventually want to dive into and just get more research into and figure out, like, why. But
what do you want to be known for, and what type of impact you want to leave?
The impact I want to leave, though, is positivity. Even though people always say you can't be positive all the time, I really hold on to that strong, because I feel like if it's something you can't control, don't let it control you. Because I'll see a lot of situations, something will happen, and it's something people can't have any control over whatsoever, and they allow it to affect their whole days, sometimes whole weeks. Just let it go and continue to move forward. But that's a tough
one. If you were to die today, you'd want people to be like, Austin, he was positive. All the time.
All the time.
Love it. All right, as long as you're confident. No, I love it. No, that's a great answer. I just like to make sure, like, people are like, that's what I want. That's what I want.
People always wonder, like, I do get mad occasionally. But is that, like, it'll last very for, like, rare. Like 2, 3, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Some people will be mad for hours, and I can never understand it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we are who we are.
Yeah. I feel like disappointment is pre-planned. Like, you're disappointed because you didn't want that to happen, and it happened.
And I like the what ifs when people, they're about to start something, they keep thinking of all the negative stuff that can happen.
Yeah.
Like, why? Don't think of all the negatives. Yeah. Think of all the positive. What's going to be good that's going to happen from this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, thank you for
negative,
coming on.
You're going to take negative away.
You already know. So, thank you for coming on, Austin Carrington Scott on Instagram, and Scotty B.
PB Scotty, i.e. not a Y on Twitter.
Okay, PB Scotty, i.e. not a Y on Twitter. All right, thanks for being on.
Thank you.